able to come to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
能够来到这里和弟兄姐妹交通实在是心里欢喜。
We'll take a look at three passages in the Bible.
我们今天要读圣经里面三段经文。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 21.
我们去打开创世纪21章。
Genesis chapter 21 is about the story of Hagar and Sarah.
创世纪21章是讲到夏甲和撒拉的故事。
We'll ask our brother to read it in Mandarin for us.
我要请弟兄用中文念一遍。 21章14节到19节， 亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲，搭在他的肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。夏甲就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路。皮带的水用尽了，夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下，自己走开约有一箭之远，相对而坐，说：“我不忍见孩子死。” 就相对而坐放声大哭。神听见童子的声音，神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲说：“夏甲，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。起来，把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。”神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井，便去将皮带盛满了水给童子喝。
The second passage is in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 to 18.
第二段经文是在列王记下第6章15节到18节。
It is one of the ministries of Elisha.
这里讲到说以利沙的服事。
And again, we'll ask our brother to read this passage in Mandarin.
我们再一次请我们弟兄用中文把这一段经文念一遍。 列王记下第6章15节， 神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”神人说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”以利沙祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华开他的眼目， 他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。敌人下到以利沙那里，以利沙祷告耶和华说：“求你使这些人的眼目昏迷。”耶和华就照以利沙的话使他们的眼目昏迷。The
third passage is in the book of Luke chapter 24.
第三段经文是在路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24 verses 28 to 34. It is about two disciples of the Lord Jesus going down from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
这里是讲到主耶稣基督的两个门徒从耶路撒冷下到以马忤寺的路上。
We'll again ask our brother to read it in Mandarin.
我们再一次请我们弟兄用中文念一遍。路加福音24章28节开始。将近他们所去的村子， 耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说：“时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。”耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说：“在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心里岂不是火热的吗？”他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说：“主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。”
In this three passages, there is one common thing that we can find.
在这三段经文里面，我们可以找到一个共同的主题。
And that is God opened their eyes.
那就是神开他们的眼睛，或者神使他们眼睛明亮。
When we read these scriptures, they bring such a sweet comfort to us.
当我们读这些经文的时候，实在带给我们一个甜美的安慰。
In our life, in our Christian life, there are times we may come to a most critical moment.
因为在我们基督徒的生活里面，有时候我们会来到非常关键的时刻。
And we may find that there is no way out for us.
我们有时候找到看发现我们这没有出路了。
We don't know which way to turn.
因为我们不知道要在哪条路转。
And it seems that we have come to a dead end.
好像我们已经来到了尽头。
God would then speak to each and every one of us.
这时候神就会向我们每一个人来说话。
And when we hear His voice, our eyes are open.
当我们听见他的声音，我们的眼睛就明亮了。
We will see God's salvation.
因为我们就会看到神的救恩。
We will see God's way for us.
因为我们就看到神为我们所安排的道路。
In fact, we will see our dear Savior.
事实上，我们会看见我们亲爱的救主。
He is the risen Lord.
他是那一位复活的主。
He lives within each and every one of us.
他住在我们每一个人的心里面。
And this seeing of the Lord immediately will bring us a new into a new and glorious era.
这一个能够看见主，能够立即把我们带到一个新的纪元里面。
In the first passage in Genesis 21, it tells us a tragic story.
在我们刚才读的第一段经文《创世纪》里面，这里是讲到一个悲剧。
We know that Hagar, was an Egyptian woman. He was actually Sarah's maid.
因为我们知道夏甲本来是一个埃及的妇女，而且她也是撒拉的使女。
Because Sarah was barren, she gave Hagar to Abraham so that Abraham could have a son.
因为撒拉不生育，所以她把这使女给了亚伯拉罕，好叫亚伯拉罕能够得一个儿子。
But after Hagar was pregnant, she despised her mistress.
但是夏甲怀孕之后呢，她就小看她的祖母。
And therefore Sarah treated her harshly.
所以呢，撒拉就严严的就苦待夏甲。
And then Hagar she fled into the wilderness.
所以那时候夏甲就逃走，逃到旷野里面。
But we know that in the wilderness it is a dead end.
但我们知道在旷野事实上是人的尽头。
There is no way out.
因为在旷野里面没有出路。
And it is at this time that God spoke to her.
而就在这时候呢，神向她说话。
God called her by her name.
神是呼叫她的名。
God asked her to return to her mistress and submit herself, to Sarah's authority.
因为神要夏甲回到她祖母那里，服在她的权柄下。
And as a result, Hagar then called the name of the Lord, "You are the God who sees."
因此在那里夏甲称呼神的名说，你是那一位看顾人的神。
Yes, our God is a living God who sees us and cares for us.
是的，我们的神是活神，他看顾我们。
He is not a God just living out there somewhere in the blue.
他并不是只是那位远远住在晴天里面的神。
He knows us, He calls by name, and He is always willing to look after us.
他认识我们，他按着我们的名来呼召我们，他也一直愿意看顾我们。
In this passage, Hagar was actually cast out.
也在那段经文里面讲到，夏甲是被赶出去。
Because Sarah told Abraham, "Drive out this maid and her son, for the son of this maid shall not be heir with my son Isaac."
因为在那里撒拉对亚伯拉罕说，要把这使女和他的儿子赶出去，因为他的儿子不能和我儿子以撒一同承受产业。
We know that this is a spiritual sign mentioned in the book of Galatians, but we also know that God is above the signs.
因为我们知道事实上这一段讲到是有属灵的含义，是在加拉太书里面提到，但我们知道神比这个更大。
Abraham loved Ishmael, and this matter distressed him greatly.
那时候亚伯拉罕事实上是爱他的这个儿子以实玛利，所以撒拉说这件事情叫他心里非常痛苦。
God told Abraham, "Do not be distressed."
但是神告诉亚伯拉罕说，不要伤痛。
God told Abraham that He would look after Hagar and the boy.
因为神告诉亚伯拉罕说，他会看顾夏甲和这位儿子和这位孩子。
And as a result, Hagar departed and went into the desert of Beersheba.
所以也因此呢，夏甲就离开，然后到了别示巴的旷野。
And when the water in the skin was used up, she and the boy were about to face death.
当那皮带里面的水用尽了，他和他的儿子那时候就面临着死亡。
So she left the boy under one of the bushes, and she went and sat opposite to him about a boat short away.
所以呢，夏甲那时候就把孩子撇在小树底下，然后他就离开孩子约有一箭之远，与孩子相对而坐。
And she lift up her voice, start weeping.
她那时候就放声大哭。
At times, for us, we who are wandering in the wilderness of this world also experience similar situation.
像我们这些有时候在这世界的旷野里面漂流的人，我们有时候也经历类似的情况。
There are times that we would come to the end of ourselves.
因为有时候我们会来到我们的自己的尽头了。
There is no way out.
没有出路。
And the environment or our circumstances show us that it is a dead end.
而环境和情况都显明这是一条是一条尽头。
There is no more future.
再没有任何的盼望。
No matter how hard we try,
不管我们如何努力都没有未来。
There doesn't seem to be any hope.
似乎没有任何的盼望。
Oftentimes we feel that we are destined for failure.
有时候我们甚至觉得我们好像命定是要失败一样。
And it is in this critical moment.
而就在这个关键的时刻里。
There is a voice from heaven.
这是从天上有一个声音。
What is the matter with you, Hagar?
夏甲，你为何这样呢？
Fear not, for the God has heard the voice of the lad.
不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了。
The God we believe in, he is full of love and compassion.
我们所信的神，他是满有慈爱和怜悯。
How gentle it is to hear the voice of our Savior.
当我们听见救主的声音，那是何等的温柔。
When the children of God has found themselves in a dead end.
当神的儿女发现他们自己走在尽头里面的时候。
When oftentimes we find that we come to a very critical moment of our life.
因为很多时候我们在 生命里面我们发现我们来到一个关键的时刻
We discover that our Lord is that good Samaritan
我们就发现我们的主是那位好撒玛利亚人
God's heart would not bear to hear the weeping voice of Hagar
神的心实在不能忍受听见夏甲这样的哭泣
Neither could he bear to hear the cries of the boy
他也不能忍受那童子的哭叫的声音
I'm just wondering, have you ever experienced how God saw your tears and have compassion upon you?
我在想，你是否曾经经历神看见你的眼泪，他对你施怜悯呢？
You know, when I was a youth,
当我在年轻的时候，青年的时候
，You know, back home we will have to write an exam at the end of high school.
当在高中要毕业之前，我们要考一个考试。
And somehow I failed the subject of English.
不知道怎么样，我那时候英文考不及格。
And as a rule, if you fail English, no matter how well you've done in all the other subjects, they consider you fail.
那时候我们学校有一个这样的定规。如果英文没有及格，不管你其他科目多好，你都不能毕业。
And if you fail, you will not get a certificate stating that you graduate from high school.
如果你英文考不及格，那你就不能拿到高中毕业文凭。
And if you do not have that diploma, as a result, you're not going to be able to apply any government job or going to university.
你如果没有高中毕业文凭，你就不能申请任何。政府的工作或是要上大学
and as a result I have to repeat that entire course next year
因此呢我好像在下一年要把这个英文课重修一次
and come next year I sat down and to rewrite that English subject
后来到了下一年之后我就坐下来再把这英文的这个论文再写一次
we were asked to write a composition of peace.
我们那时候被要求要写一段有关和平这个论文。
An article.
一篇文章要有关和平这个文章。
And I was trying to do it with my frightening hand.
我那时候写的时候，事实上手是颤抖的。
But the thing is, as I was in the middle of composing that article.
但是 事实上是当我在写这篇文章的时候
I find that I got so stuck in my mind that I just couldn't carry on.
我发现我的心好像完全塞住，我无法下笔。
I was so worried, and you know, I cry out to the Lord in the middle of that examination room.
所以我那时非常的忧虑，然后我就向主呼求，就在那个市场里面。
You know, the interesting thing is just like Hagar, when she is in her dead end, she heard the Lord. Same thing for me.
所以有趣的是，正如夏甲那时候在他的尽头里面，他听见主的声音，我也是这样。
God saw my tears.
因为神看见我的眼泪。
And all of a sudden, he helped me to untangle my mind.
好像突然的，他把我的心里完全解开了。
And I discovered I would be able to just fluently finish that article.
我就记得说，我就能够下笔如神的把它写完。
Now this matter happened, I would say 40 years ago.
这件事情是差不多40年之前。
But you know, to this day, I still remember that the Lord saw my tears in that examination room.
但是直到今天，我仍然记得主在那个考试的市场里面看见我的眼泪。
If you have experienced something like this before the Lord,
如果你曾经在主面前有这样的经验，
then you will know how gracious and caring our God is to us.
那你就会知道神向着我们是何等有恩典，何等看顾我们。
And when God speaks to us, He will do wonderful things.
因为当神对我们说话的时候，他就要做奇妙的事。
He opened his eyes, the eyes of Hagar, and all of a sudden she saw a well of water.
因为神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，立即他就看见一口水井。
This well was right in front of her, but all this time she did not see it until now.
因为那水井事实上一直在夏甲眼前，但是他却看不见，直到神开他的眼睛。
God opened her eyes.And she spiritual eyes was also open.
当神使他的眼睛明亮的时候，他属灵的眼睛也明亮了。
Where she would discover that indeed there is a well of water right before her.
因为他就会发现说，是的，这在面前有一口水井。
And Jesus said to us, "I am the living water. Whoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again."
因为主耶稣告诉我们说，他就是那活泉。凡是喝了他所赐的水，就永远不渴。
The water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of living water springing up into eternity.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
You know, today we have Jesus who is that living fountain springing up in us.
因为我们今天有主耶稣基督，就是在我们里面这股活泉。
When we become dry, when we become thirsty and in distress.
当我们干渴痛苦的时候
，We can come to look upon our Savior.
我们就能够来看，来仰望我们的救主。
We can tell Him our needs.
我们可以把我们的需要告诉他。
He who is faithful will supply us with His living water.
因为他是信实的，他会把活泉来供应给我们。
The Holy Spirit will bring peace and joy into our heart.
而圣灵就会把这平安和喜乐带到我们心里。
And he will also bring compassion and the love of Christ to our heart.
他也会把基督的怜悯、基督的爱带到我们心里。
As a result of his presence, we are full of peace in us.
因着他的同在，我们里面满有平安。
In his presence, all our burdens, will be lifted.
因这个平安呢，我们所有的重担都会被除去。
You know, even though the circumstances or the environment may not change immediately,
也许我们周遭的环境或我们所处的问题不会立即改变。
But our load of burden has been taken away.
但是我们的主已经把我们这个重担拿走了。
Have you had this kind of experience in the past?
你在以前是不是有这样的经历呢？
There are times whenThe burden of work, the burden of the responsibility of taking care of the company was heavily upon my heart.
因为有时候好像那个看顾这个公司这个责任呢，在我们的肩上。
And I came to a point where I could not go on anymore.
我曾经来到一个光景，我好像无法再往前行了。
And as I turned to Jesus,
那时我就仰转向基督。
All of a sudden, I discovered that that burden that has been pressing upon me so heavy was taken away.
那突然我发现那个重担本来压着我透不过气来，突然被拿走了。
And all of a sudden, I am engulfed with the peace of God.
那突然呢，我被神的平安所包围。
This is how our sister Fanny Crosby could testify to us.
这是我们姊妹 Fanny Crosby 她可以做见证的。
You know, in our hymn book, part of the song, she said, "Though my weary step may falter, and my soul athirst may be."
因为在诗歌里面，她这样说：旅程虽然力不能支，心灵虽然渴难尝。
Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
看啊，面前就是磐石，喜乐活泉可来尝。
Our God is a God who cares for us.
因为我们的神是一个是一位顾念我们的神。
We know Hagar went into the desert of Beersheba.
因为我们知道夏甲进到那旷野是称作别示巴。
You know this word Beersheba, it means a well, the well of the oak.
因为这个别示巴这个字的意思呢，就是启示之井。
We know that God swore to Abraham that will make him a great nation and also to bring his descendants into the promised land.
因为神向亚伯拉罕启示说，他要使他成为多国之父，并要带他的众子进到应许之地。
The God whom we believe in is a God who swore to us that he would be kind to us.
我们所信的这位神也是向我们启示他必看对我们有恩慈的神。
He will promise us that he will never leave us or forsake us.
他应许我们他永不离弃我们。
Because he is a faithful God.
因为他是一位信实的神。
Now the second passage that we read is from 2 Kings chapter 6.
那我们读的第二段经文是从列王记下第六章。
It is about a story of the ministry of Elisha.
那也是讲到以利沙他的执事。
We know that Elisha is a great prophet.
我们知道以利沙是一个伟大的先知。
Elisha's ministry actually typified the grace of our Lord Jesus.
事实上，以利沙的执事，他是预表我们主耶稣基督的恩。
His work was full of grace.
因为他的工作满了恩惠。
We know at that time, KingAram had a plan to destroy the nation of Israel.
因为我们知道在那个时候呢，亚兰王他想要来除灭以色列这个国家。
However, when he was warring against Israel, all his military plan, which he discussed with his servant, was revealed to the king of Israel.
但是他所有军事上的计划，如何来攻打以色列的计划呢？却好像都被以色列的王知道了。
King Aram suspected that there was some kind of a spies in among his servants.
所以亚兰王就怀疑说，在他的仆人里面一定有奸细。
But one of his servants told the king, "No, O king, it is Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, who tell the king of Israel all the things that you said in your bedroom."
但是呢，他的仆人呢就告诉亚兰王说：“王啊，不是的，是乃是以色列的先知以利沙，他将王在卧室里面所说的话都告诉以色列。”
And indeed, it was Elisha who has made known the secret plan of Aram to the king of Israel.
是的，是以利沙把亚兰王在秘密中的计划呢，都告诉以色列的王。
Elisha is a man of God.
因为以利沙是神人。
And when Aram finds this thing out, he was enraged over this matter.
所以当亚兰王发现这件事情之后，他就非常的生气。
And then he sent horses and chariots and a great army by night to the city of Dothan.
所以他就在晚上呢，派了车马军兵去围困这个城多滩。
Because this city is where Elisha was, and he surrounded the city in order to capture him.
而那个城市是当时以利沙所在的地方，所以他就包围这城，想要捉拿以利沙。
Elisha at that particular time did not have any soldier to protect him.
在那时候，当然以利沙没有任何的军兵来保护他。
He was old and he could not defend himself.
他自己也不能保护自己。
In fact, he did not deem to have noticed the danger.
事实上，他似乎也根本没有注意到这个危险。
Now in the morning, the servant of the man of God arose and then discovered that they were surrounded by the armies.
所以当早晨呢，神人的仆人起来之后，他发现他们被这些军兵都围困了。
The servant said to Elisha, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?"
所以那仆人就对以利沙说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”
The devil would always like to threaten the children of God.
仇敌一直想要来威胁神的儿女们。
Today.The spirit of fear is one of the reasons why many God's children have lost their heavenly joy and peace.
今天呢，这个惧怕的灵就是为什么许多神的儿女失去了这从天上所赐的喜乐。
Now I'm retired right now.
现在
retired.
Yeah. 现在我已经退休了。
But when I was working in my company.
但是当我在公司上班的时候
，There is constantly the fear of job security.
那时候一直有这种工作保障上这个忧虑。
Every time when our company is bought by another big company,
每当我们的公司呢被一个更大的公司收买收购之后
，There's always this fear that they would cut off the entire finance department.
所以我们总有这样的忧虑，这个惧怕是说，哦，他们会把我们这个财务部门整个来除去。
And I would end up losing my job.
那我就会失去我的工作。
And I would end up not being able to pay my mortgage.
那我就没办法付我的房贷。
The uncertain future makes us worry and panic.
因为这个不确定的未来呢，就叫我们非常的忧虑，非常的恐惧。
But Elisha knew his God. He knew whom he has believed in, and he was so calm and steady.
但是以利沙认识他的神，他知道他所信的那位，所以他非常的平静，非常的安稳。
He comforted his servant.
他就安慰他的仆人说。
And he said to his servant, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
所以他对他仆人说，不要惧怕。与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
We who are God's children have the guardian angels ministering to us and protecting us.
我们作为神的儿女，有这一个保护我们的使者呢，在保护我们。
As the psalmist told us, those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved.
好像诗篇里面说的。凡倚靠耶和华的，好像锡安山，永不动摇。
But abides forever.
永不动摇。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds the people from this time on until forever.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, do you feel at times that you are surrounded by the enemies?
弟兄姐妹们，你们是不是有时候觉得你们被敌人包围了
？Do you feel that there are situations where you cannot handle the circumstance in your life？
你们是不是有时候发现，在你们生命里面，你们发现有些情况你无法应付了
？Do you feel that your opponents are too great for you to handle？
你是不是有时候觉得你的对头实在是非你所能够处理的？
Remember, we have a heavenly host guarding and protecting us.
我们要记得，我们有天军在保护我们，在护卫我们，保护我们。
He who watches over us will not slumber.
那一个看顾我们的，他不打盹。
But of course, as a natural man, the servant did not see what God has done for them.
但是当然，作为一个天然人，这个仆人呢，他没有看到。神的作为。
Then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see."
那时候以利沙就祷告说：“神啊，开他的眼睛，好叫他能看见。
”As a result, the Lord opened the eyes of this young man.
所以呢，主就开着少年人的眼睛。
And this young man discovered that behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
这少年就看见，看啊，哦，满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
And we know that as a result of this, that the Syrian armies who were supposed to be the captor has become captive to Elisha.
所以正因为如此呢，那本来要来捉拿以利沙的叙利亚的军队，现在倒变成被俘虏的。
It is the heavenly forces who protect us from harms of our enemy.
这是一个属天的力量来保守我们不受敌人的侵犯。
When we are facing the threat of the enemy,
当我们在面对仇敌给我们的威胁
，or the threat of the world,
或者世上的威胁。
We need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
我们必须把我们的眼睛转向耶稣。
Do not be dismayed or frightened.
不要困惑，也不要害怕。
One of the things that the devil would want to try on us is he would try to threaten us with either imaginary threat or actual threat.
有一件事情仇敌想要叫我们害怕的是用也许是想象的事物或者是真实的事物叫我们惧怕。
Sometimes in our mind we will go through so many things that can go wrong.
因为我们有时候心思会想到好多的事情会出错的。
At this particular time, we need to remind ourselves that we are the apples of the Lord's eyes.
而就在这个特别的时候我们要必须被提醒我们是主眼睛里的瞳人。
For he who touches actually touched the eyes of the apples of God's eyes.
因为碰我们的事实上是碰到了神眼中的瞳人。
The Lord will carry us through no matter how difficult the situation.
不管情况有多困难主总是会把我们带过去。
Not only that the Lord will protect us with his heavenly host.
不仅主会用天军来保护我们。
We know that God Almighty dwells in us because we are the temple of God.
而我们甚至知道，那全能的神是住在我们里面，因为我们乃是神的殿。
And as a result of that, John testified that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
也因此，约翰做见证说，那住在我们里面的比住在世界的更大。
If it is not permitted by the Lord, not even a single hair from our head will fall to the ground.
若不是主允许，我们头上的，甚至我们头上一根头发都不会落在地上。
When King Aram asked where Elisha is,
当亚兰王问说以利沙在哪里
，It was told that Elisha was in Dothan.
因为人就告诉他说以利沙住在多滩。
Do you know the meaning of this word Dothan?
弟兄姐妹知道多滩的意思原文的意思吗
?This word Dothan actually means double feast.
这个多滩事实上 原意就是说是双重的宴席。
We know that King David, he was constantly under the hot pursuit of his enemy.
因为我们知道大卫王曾经 一直被 敌人所追逼。
And yet, in Psalm 23, he said that thou dost prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy.
但是在诗篇23篇里面，大卫这样写，就是说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And thou anointed my head with oil.
你用油膏了我的头。
My cup runneth over.
我使我的福杯满溢。
We are actually more than a conqueror through him who loves us.
我们靠着那个爱我们的神事实上是得胜有余了。
There was one time when a sister was extremely discouraged because she discovered that she had Parkinson's disease.
有一次呢有一位姊妹她非常的忧虑因为她被诊断出得了帕金森症。
And then her spiritual condition was really, really low.
而他属灵的光景呢就变得非常的低下。
I wrote an email to her.
我就写了一个电子信给他。
I used the hymn that we had in the Green Hymn Book 512.
我用了诗歌里面512首来鼓励他。
And in stanza 1 of 512 it says, Amidst the trial that I meet, amidst the thorn that pierced my feet.
因为那诗歌是讲到说 当我遇见试炼灾殃，经过荆棘豺狼之江。
One thought remains supremely sweet. Thou dost think of me.
我有一个甘美思想，就是主怀念我。
Thou thinkest, Lord, of me. What need I fear when Thou art near? Thou thinkest, Lord, of me.
主，你正怀念我，我怕什么？有你亲近，并且还怀念我。
When she after she received this email, she her heart was greatly comforted.
当她读了这电子信之后呢，她的心大大的得到激励。
This thought of God is in full control actually brought great comfort to our sister.
因为当我们想到神是那一位完全掌权的人，这样的意念呢，带给我们姊妹有安慰。
We need to know that we are in God's eyes really somebody.
我们必须知道，我们是在神的看顾里面。
And now we can take a look at the third scripture.
我们现在可以来看到我们刚才读的第三段经文。
It's in recorded in Luke chapter 24.
那里是记载在路加福音二十四章里面。
When the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, his disciples were still living in their natural life.
当主耶稣基督复活之后，但他的门徒仍然过着一个天然的生活。
They really love the Lord.
他们是真的爱主。
They have been with the Lord for 3.5 years.
因为他们和主同在了三年半之久。
They saw many miracles of the Lord.
他们也看见主所行的许多的神迹。
They have their hope set on Jesus.
他们把他们的盼望放在主耶稣身上。
That he one day will redeem the nation of Israel.
因为他们说有一天主要赎回以色列。
However, the Jesus, who was supposed to be their hope, who was supposed to be a triumphant Messiah, was nailed to the cross by the Roman soldiers and died.
但是这一个他们所盼望的基督。本来是应该是得胜的弥赛亚，却被罗马的兵钉在十字架上死了。
Now we the natural man, we can accept the fact of death.
是的，我们作为天然人，我们可以接受这个死亡这个事实。
But we cannot understand what resurrection is all about.
但是我们却不能领会说复活是什么。
Now in this passage, the two disciples they heard.From the women that the Lord Jesus has been raised from the dead.
因为在那段经文事实上有提到说，这两位门徒他们听到有妇女们说，主耶稣基督已经复活了。
And the report from Peter and John saying that they actually saw the linen, but the body of the Lord Jesus could not be found in the tomb.
而彼得、约翰也是这样说。在坟墓里面他们只看到那细麻衣，但是主耶稣的身体尸体却不见了。
They could not comprehend how man can rise from the dead.
因为他们那时候还不能明白人怎么能从死里复活。
Isn't that the same thing with us?
我们是不是也这样呢？
We oftentimes we've been told the good news of the risen Lord.
因为我们曾经被人家告诉我们说主复活这个故事。
And yet our hearts are so slow to respond, to believe.
但是我们的心里却信得太迟了。
So these two disciples, they left Jerusalem and went down to Emmaus.
所以这两个门徒他们就离开了耶路撒冷要往以马忤斯去。
At that time, their hearts was in pain.
那时候他们的心里实在伤痛。
The Lord has told them to remain in Jerusalem, but now because Jesus was dead, they have given up all their hopes.
主耶稣曾经吩咐门徒说要留在耶路撒冷，但是主耶稣死了，所以他们也好像失去了一切的盼望。
Although they had become hopeless because of the situation,
虽然在这样的情况里面他们绝望了。
But these disciples, they did have a genuine love for the Lord.
但是这使徒这些门徒他们实在对主有一个真实的爱。
They could not forget how much the Lord has loved them.
因为他们实在无法忘记主是如何的爱他们。
This is the heavenly love. This is the agape love.
这是一个属天的爱，这是一个神真正的爱。
This is Christ's love, and the Bible tells us that many water cannot quench it.Nor can any flood drowned it.
这就是基督的爱，而圣经上告诉我们，这爱重水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。
Though these two disciples they were downhearted, but they still loved Jesus.
虽然这两个门徒他们的心里下沉，但他们仍然爱主。
Though they were disappointed, yet the vivid love and the kindness of their Lord was still before their eyes.
虽然他们
though they are disappointed, but the vivid love and the kindness of the Lord was still before their eyes.
所以他们虽然失望，但是呢，主那活生生的新鲜的爱仍然在他们里面。
They thought to themselves, "This is our Lord. Why did He die?"
所以他们自己想说，哦，这是我们的主，为什么他要死呢？
It was this kind of heart that drew Jesus near to them.
因为他们有这样的心，所以呢就吸引了主耶稣到他们旁边。
Jesus began traveling with them.
那耶稣就开始与他们同行。
But they did not know that this stranger, who was talking to them was actually the Lord Jesus.
但是他们却不知道这一个和他们说话的这个陌生人事实上就是主耶稣自己。
And the Lord Jesus, beginning with Moses and the prophet, he began to teach them what was actually, now I consider that as to be the most spectacular Bible study for these guys.
所以主耶稣呢，就从摩西到众先知，把有关他自己的事讲解给他们。我想这是一个真是非常奇妙的一个读经的这个课程。
And probably Jesus told them that the Messiah was the seed of the woman.
我想也许主耶稣告诉他们说弥赛亚是女人的后裔。
And the serpent had bruised the heel of the seed of the woman, but he had bruised the head of the serpent.
蛇要伤女人后裔的脚跟，但是他已经伤了蛇的头。
And he was the blessing to Abraham, to all nations.
他就是那一位借亚伯拉罕要赐福给多国的那个福气。
And he was the man who wrestled with Jacob.
他也是那一个和雅各摔跤的。
And he was the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
And he was that voice from the burning bush.
他也是那个在燃烧着荆棘里面的那个声音。
He was actually the Passover lamb.
他事实上是那逾越的羊羔。
He was the prophet greater than Moses.
他是那位比摩西还大的先知。
He was actually the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, not according to the order of Aaron.
他事实上是按着麦基洗德做，而不是照亚伦的等次做大祭司。
And he was the captain of the Lord's army. He was actually the heavenly Joshua.
他事实上是耶和华军队的元帅，事实上他就是那位天上的约书亚。
He was the suffering Messiah in Psalm 22.
他就是那位在诗篇21篇所讲到的受苦的弥赛亚。
He was actually the good shepherd of 23 Psalm.
他也是那诗篇23篇里面所讲的那位好牧人。
He was actually the wisdom of Proverbs.
他也是在箴言书里面所讲的那个智慧。
He was the lover of the Song of Solomon.
他是所罗门歌雅歌里面所讲的那一位良人。
He was the savior of the prophet and the suffering servant according to Isaiah chapter 53.
在以赛亚书中53章讲到的是他是那位受苦的弥赛亚。
He was the Messiah, the prince according to Daniel 9.
而在但以理书里面讲到他是那位受膏的君王。
And he will establish his kingdom, and this kingdom will last forever.
而他要建立他的国度，这国度是直存到永永远远的。
Now as the two disciples, they were listening to the explanation of the Old Testament.
所以当这两位门徒他听到主耶稣向他们讲解这旧约里面的经文。
They were totally amazed.At Jesus' ability to understand and to teach the scriptures.
他们完全很惊奇说耶稣有这样的能力把经文讲解明白。
Even though at that particular time, they did not know who this stranger really was.
虽然在那个时候他们还不认识这个陌生人究竟是谁。
Now, in the midst of their disappointment and their griefs,
就在他们那时候失望和他们伤心的时候
，when they did not seem to have any more things that they can hold on to, they felt that the strangers somehow gave them the strength to carry on in this lonely journey.
所以当他们那时候好像完全抓不住任何东西的时候，但他们却感觉这个陌生人给了他们一些东西，他们可以给了他们一些力量，少叫他们继续往前行。
And as they approached the village where they were going, Jesus acted as if he must go on further.
当他们将近行到他们所去的村子的时候，耶稣好像还要往前行。
And these two disciples, they urged Jesus saying that stay with us, for it is getting toward the evening, and the day is nearly over.
那这两位门徒呢，却强留耶稣，说时候晚了，日头已经平息。
Yeah, when you hear something like this, it seems that they are concerned that the stranger may not have a place to stay for the night.
当你听到他们这样说的时候，似乎他们在关心这个陌生人今天晚上没有住宿的地方。
But what they were really saying is that please don't go, stay with us.
但事实上，他们想要说的是说，请不要离开我们，与我们同住吧。
Brothers and sisters, do we have this longing in our heart?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们对主是不是也有这样的渴慕呢
？Have we had this earnest desire for the Lord?
我们是不是向着主有这样的渴慕
？Have we been brought to a point where all our hopes are gone？
我们是不是被带到一个点上面，我们失去了所有的盼望
？And all our friends have turned their backs on us。
所有的朋友都背叛了我们。
And we have lost all that we have。
我们失去了我们的一切。
When we are walking in this lonesome path。
当我们在行走在这条孤单的道路上
When we are going downhill from Jerusalem back to the world
当我们在走 下行的路好像从耶路撒冷回到世界了
Can we really forget the Lord?
我们是否真能忘记主呢
Do we know the meaning of Emmaus?
我们是否知道以马忤斯的意义
The meaning of this word Emmaus, it means warm baths.
这以马忤斯这个字的原意呢，就是说一个很温暖的bath 洗澡浴沐浴温暖的沐浴。
You know, sometimes when our hearts get so discouraged, we want to get some comfort from the world.
事实上，当我们心里非常低沉的时候，我们好像要从这世界上里面得到一点安慰。
But is the Lord that easy to forget?
但是主是那么容易被忘记吗
？We who have tasted the goodness and the mercy of the Lord，
当我们尝过主恩、尝过主怜悯之味的
，No, He is our only true friend。
不，他事实上是我们真实的朋友。
And that is why in Psalm 137 it says, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill."
所以为什么在诗篇137篇这样说？哦，耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
How can I not love the Lord?
我如何能不爱主呢
？Why can I press on toward the mark?
为什么我不能努力向前面向他呢
？However, you find that your strength and your courage have left you.
然而，你发现你没有力量，也没有勇气了。
Because of the situation, your heart is torn apart, where it seems that you have lost sight of the Lord.
因为周遭的环境让你的心完全被撕裂，所以你也看不见了主。
Many of our situations and circumstances have put us into a dilemma.
所以很多我们的环境，很多我们的情况，把我们放在一个进退两难的境界里。
In our heart, deep in our heart, we do want to love the Lord, and yet we find no strength to carry on.
在我们内心深处，我们想要爱主，但是我们却发现我们没有力量来爱主。
And it came about when the Lord Jesus reclined at the table with these two disciples, the Lord Jesus took bread and blessed it and started breaking it.
而在那时候，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开，递给他们。
And he started to giving the bread to them, and their eyes were opened.
所以他把饼递给他们，他们的眼睛就明亮了。
And they recognize him，
这才认出他来。
They might have remembered how the Lord broke the five loaves and fed the 5,000.
他们或许记得主那时候拨开五个饼，喂养了五千人的故事。
And right at that point, the Lord Jesus he vanished from their sight.
而就在这时候呢，耶稣忽然不见了。
Let me ask you this question: Why would the Lord Jesus vanish from their sight?
所以让我问各位一个问题：为什么耶稣忽然不见了
？Why would he do that?
为什么主要这样做呢
？Because the Lord wanted to teach them one lesson.
因为主要教导他们一个功课。
The Lord would not want his disciples to continue to recognize him according to their flesh.
因为主要他的门徒学习到不要照着外貌来认基督。
They have now saw the risen Lord Jesus.
因为他们现在已经看见这位复活的主。
Though Jesus vanished from their sight, they were not alarmed at all.
虽然耶稣忽然从他们面前不见，但他们也不会觉得是什么受到害怕。
Their hearts were filled with joy，
因为他们的心里满了喜乐。
All the sadness, the feeling of helplessness, and the sorrow, they're all gone。
那些一切的悲哀、一切的无望，都完全都离开了。
Now Jesus lives in their heart。
现在主耶稣是住在他们心里面。
They said to each other, they said, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road?
他们就彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
While he was explaining the scripture to us,
当他在把这经文讲解给我们的时候，
Didn't he tell us that he is the resurrection and the life?
他不是告诉我们说复活在我生命在我吗
？This was a great revelation.
这实在是一个极大的启示。
How did they know that Jesus who died now lives?
他们怎么知道那位死过的耶稣如今活着呢
？Because he lives in their heart.
那是因为耶稣活在他们心里面。
This is the beginning of a new era.
这是一个新的纪元的开始。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
If we are to continue to walk in this narrow path, and we should be,
当我们要继续走在这窄路上，当然我们也应该走在这窄路上。
We have to ask the Lord to open our eyes to be able to see Him.
我们实在应该要求主耶稣基督开我们的眼睛，好叫我们能够看见他。
To see Him as our risen Lord,
能够看见他是那位复活的主。
To see Him as the ascended Christ.
能够看见他是那一位升天的基督。
To see him as the Christ who is seated today at the right hand of the Father Almighty.
也能够看见基督是那一位现今坐在全能神右边的那一位。
He are the two disciples, their eyes were open.
所以这里我们看见两个门徒他们的眼睛明亮了。
Though they followed the Lord 3.5 years according to the flesh.
虽然他们在肉身上跟随了主三年半之久
But for the first time they really saw the Lord Jesus
但是就在这第一次他们看见了主耶稣
Now this does not mean that they did not know the Lord Jesus in all previously
这并不是说先前他们完全不认识主耶稣
But their knowledge of the Lord Jesus was not complete was incomplete
但是他们对主耶稣基督的认识尚未完全。
They never imagined that their Savior is more than a healer and a miracle worker.
他们尚未明白到主耶稣基督比治疗人的和行神迹的更多。
They never imagined that the Lord Jesus, he actually has the power over death.
他们似乎还没有完全认识到主耶稣有这个制服死亡的权利。
In fact, Revelation tells us that the Lord Jesus has the key of death and Hades today.
事实上，启示录告诉我们说，主耶稣基督手中握着生命和死亡的钥匙。
They never grasped the fact that he was indeed God incarnated.
他们好像还没有完全认识到主耶稣基督是神道成肉身。
This has to be the greatest turning point for those two disciples.
所以对这两个门徒而言，这时候实在是他们生命里面的转捩点。
It gives the disciples a tremendous strength after they have seen the risen Lord.
当他们看见复活的主的时候，就给了他们极大的力量。
And what happened after they've seen the risen Lord?
所以当他们看见这个复活主之后，什么事发生了？
The Bible tells us that they arose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
而圣经告诉我们说，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
They witnessed to all the other disciples that they have seen the risen Lord.
他们就对着其他的门徒作见证说，他们看见主了。
Now they could not wait until the morning.
他们似乎甚至不能等到早上才走。
But arise that very hour to share this good news with others.
而是立时起身要去分享这个好消息。
When we first accepted the Lord, His resurrection life, brothers and sisters, enters into us.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们接受主耶稣基督的那时候，他复活的生命已经进入我们里面。
But this resurrection life is not effective.
但是这个复活的生命尚未有果效。
We just lay there like the peoples of the world.
我们好像就好像世上的人一样躺在那里。
But once we recognize this resurrection life,
但是当我们认识到这一个复活的生命，
we will arise as if we arise from Adam the dead.
我们就好像能够立即从那里能够起身。
And this word arise has the meaning of a manifestation of the strength and the resurrection power.
这个起身呢，事实上有这样的意思，就是复活和力量。
What happened to them after they arose?
那两位门徒起来之后发生什么事呢？
They started to testify to the others that the Lord has been risen.
所以他们就开始对着其余人做见证说主已经复活了。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因他活着，我们可以面对明天。
Because he lives, all fears are gone.
因他活着，不再惧怕。
Because we know he holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because he lives.
我们深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望。
Brothers,
因他活着。
Brothers and sisters, you know that the Lord would always like to open our eyes so that we can see the truth.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？主耶稣实在是愿意开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见真理。
You know, in the wilderness, the Lord opened Hagar's eyes.
因为在旷野里面，主开了夏甲的眼睛。
She saw a well of living water.
她就看了一口活水的井。
This became her lifesaver.
这成为拯救她的。
We come to know the Lord God as one.Who cares for our well-being?
我们认识到主耶稣是那一位看顾我们的神。
He is full of mercy and love.
他满有怜悯，满有慈爱。
And when the armies of Aram surrounded Elisha,
当亚兰的大军包围以利沙的时候，
the Lord opened the eyes of this young man to see that the whole mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire, protecting them.
主就开了那少年人的眼目，让他看见满山有火车火马保卫着他们。
When the eyes of the young man was open, he then discovered that God indeed is his protector, his refuge.
当那少年人的眼目得开之后，他就认识到是神实在是他们的保护者。
And what they have with them is far greater than what that is in the world.
那比他们同在的与在这世界上的更大。
And we come to realize that the Almighty God is sovereign in everything.
那我们也能够理解到这一位全能的神是在凡事上做主的。
He has total sovereignty over every move of the power of darkness.
他在对黑暗势力的任何一个动作，他都有权柄来管制。
He got the whole world in his hand.
事实上全世界都握在他的手里。
When the two disciples were downhearted, lonely and discouraged,
当这两个门徒他们心里下沉，当他们觉得孤单，当他们觉得沮丧的时候，
When they were going downhill in their life,
当他们在他们生活里面是走下坡的时候，
The Lord Jesus appeared to them, the risen Lord came into their life.
所以主耶稣基督就向他们显现，为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, it is this seeing that revolutionized their life.
因为弟兄姐妹，因为这个看见，叫他们生命起了革命性的变化。
Through their witnessing, we know that the church was born at Pentecost.
因为着他们的见证，我们就看到 教会是在五旬节诞生的。
And these witnesses, they actually, with the message of the risen Lord, turned the world upside down.
事实上，这个见证主耶稣基督复活，把整个世界都颠覆了。
Or maybe we can say in a proper way that they turned the world upside right side up.
或者我们用比较正确的说法，是他这个复活的主把这个世界变得要变得要转转把这世界转变成更好。
And this is a tremendous, tremendous seeing.
这实在是一个极大极大的看见。
How important it is for us to be able to see the spiritual reality of this invisible world.
我们实在应该看，实在是很重，我们是很重要，我们能够看见这个属灵的范畴。
You know, in Luke chapter 11, verse 34, it says, "Your eyes are like the lamp of the body."
因为在路加福音十一章三十四节这样一讲到说，你们的眼睛就是身体的灯。
When your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light.
你的眼睛若明亮，你的身体就充满了光。
But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness.
你的眼睛若昏花，你的身体就黑暗。
When our spiritual eyes, is bad.
当我们里头的眼睛，我们属灵的眼睛不好的。
Though there is a spring of water right before us, and yet we fail to notice it.
那就算是有活泉在我们眼前，我们也无法看见。
Isn't it?
不是吗？
Same as Hagar, we would be stranded in the dry and thirsty land of the world.
那就正好像夏甲一样，我们就会被这个在这世界上的干渴所困住。
Dying until the Lord Jesus show us that He is the rock.
我们在那时候就面向死亡，直到主耶稣基督把他这块磐石显给我们。
That He can supply us with His living water.
那他就可以把他这个活水来供应我们。
Just like the young man of Elisha.
正如以利沙这个少年人。
仆人。
以利沙的仆人。
You know, our hearts at times we are seized with worry and fear and the threat of the situation.
因为很多时候我们心里受到我们这些环境的压迫和忧虑。
We will say just like this servant of Elisha, "Alas, this is an impossible situation."
我们就正好像那个以利沙的仆人会说，糟了，这个情况实在太差。
When we do not see our risen Lord, and through our ignorance, we might think that the Lord whom we once loved has disappeared.
So, 如果我们没有看见复活的主，就因为我们的无知，我们以为爱我们的神离开我们了。
Just like the two disciples,
就好像那两个门徒，
we are heading back to the world.
我们现在要转回世界里了。
And yet.All this time, even in our waywardness, the Lord has not left us.
但是事实上是，就算我们在旷野的时候，主也没有离开我们。
He is always right there beside us.
他一直在那里与我们同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, if our spiritual eye is clear, when the lamp is bright, then it can cast out all darkness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若是我们里面的眼睛明亮，我们的灯台发光，就可以把这些黑暗都驱除出去。
And all those things that hinder us from following the Lord.
那一些所有妨碍我们来跟随主的事情。
Yes, for you believer.
是的，信徒们。
When your eyes is open, you will then see Jesus is your Savior.
当你的眼睛得开的时候，你可以看见主耶稣是你的救主。
And for you, the servant of God.
对神的仆人呢？
When your eyes are open, you will then discover that God is your protector, He is your fortress.
当你的眼睛得开之后，你可以看见神是你的，是保护你的，是你的山寨。
But, how many of us can truly see the abundance and glory of the risen Lord?
但是我们之中有多少能够看见主耶稣基督复活的主的丰盛和荣耀呢？
I want to say it again.This seeing will revolutionize your life.
我要再说，若能够看见，它能够叫你的生命起革命性的变化。
In other words, it means that if you see the risen Lord,
换句话说，如果你看见复活的主，
you will never live the same again.
你就不会再照平常的生活活着。
When you go into the king's chamber, and when you see the glory, the risen Lord,
当你来到王的内室，当你看见复活主的荣耀，
you can never be the same again.
你就不可能再犯罪。
不，你不一样了。
你就不再是原来的你。
Paul, who personally have seen the risen Lord, knew how critical it is for us to see the risen Lord ourselves.
保罗是他自己看见这位复活主，所以他知道能够看见这个主是何等的重要。
And that is why when he wrote the letter to Ephesus, he said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
这是为什么在以弗所书他这样讲说，照明你们心中的眼睛，
That you may know what is the hope of his calling,
使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，
And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints,
他在圣徒中所得的基业，
何等的丰盛，
有何等丰盛的荣耀，
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe,
并知道他向我们这信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is this power that we're talking about?
这个我们所讲的能力是什么呢？
It is the power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him in his right hand in the heavenly places.
这个能力就是叫基督从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己右边的那个能力。
Brothers and sisters, how necessary it is for our inner eyes to be able to see the Lord truly, the risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们能够看到真实的看到复活的主是何等的必须。
It is like the shining lamp of our body.
因为这就好像我们身体成为发光的灯台一样。
One day, the Lord Jesus was passing by Jericho.
有一天，主耶稣基督经过耶利哥城。
We know that there were two blind beggars who was told of this good news.
那我们知道，在那里有两个瞎子是讨饭的，有人告诉他们这个好消息。
They knew that this could be their only chance, and as a result, they cry out to the Lord, "Lord, have mercy upon us."
因为他们知道这也许是他们唯一的机会，所以他们就大声呼求主，主啊，怜悯我们。
You know, the multitude, they would not encourage them. Rather, they sternly warn against them and tell them to just shut up.
那些群众呢，事实上不鼓励他们这样，所以反而叫他们说住声吧。
But they cry out all the more, saying, Lord, have mercy upon us, son of David.
但是他们就越发的喊叫说，大卫的子孙，怜悯我们吧。
Jesus stopped and called them and said,What do you want me to do for you?
所以主耶稣停住脚步，告诉他叫他们过来说，你要我为你们做什么？
Brothers and sisters, may we give the Lord the same answer as the two beggars.
弟兄姐妹们，我们实在盼望我们就好像这两个讨饭的一样，能够这样回答主耶稣。
Lord, we want our eyes to be open.
主啊，我们愿意我们的眼睛得开。
May we be persistent in our prayer and overcome all obstacles. There will be obstacles, but may we be as persistent as the two blind beggars persist in making this request to the Lord.
是的，在我们面前会有困难，但是我们必须要很坚持的，好像那两个讨饭的一样来求主。
Until we truly see the Lord Himself.
直到我们能够真实的看见主耶稣自己。
Now you may ask, how do I do that?
现在你也许会问说，我要怎样做呢？
There are many books talking about how you can see the Lord Himself.
有很多书是讲到说，你如何能够看见主。
But you know, the ability to be able to see the Lord is not that much about method.
但是你知道吗？能够看见主这个能力呢，事实上很多时候不是跟方法没关的。
Just like the two disciples,
正如这两位门徒
，We just need to urge him to stay and to fellowship with us daily.
我们只需要天天强留主，使他与我们同住，与我们有交通。
Saying to him, Lord, stay with us, for it is getting toward the evening, and the day is nearly over.
他们那时候强留主是这样说：时候晚了， 日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。
You know, in our hymn book, we didn't sing it this morning. There's a song called "Longing for Jesus."
我们今天早晨没有唱这首诗歌，但有一首诗歌是说讲到渴慕耶稣。
Longing, longing. I have a longing in my heart for Jesus.
在我心里深处对主有这样一个渴慕。
Even though His presence is around me, but I really want to see His face.
虽然他在与我同在，但我实在愿意看见他的脸面。
Do you have that longing, that deep longing in your heart for this?
在你心里是不是有这样一个深的渴慕？
May the Lord give us this desire. It is the desire that will draw the Lord to you.
愿主给我们赐给我们这样的渴慕，因为这个渴慕才能使我们来亲近主。
It is the same desire as David when he was surrounded by his enemy.
这个渴慕也是像大卫一样，当他被仇敌包围的时候。
When he was so fearful of his situation,
当他在他这个情况叫他非常惧怕的时候。
You know, it was at this kind of situation that David prayed to the Lord in Psalm 27.
知道吗？在就在他那个时候呢，他在诗篇二十二篇这样向着主祷告。
You know how David pray?
你知道他怎么祷告吗
？He said, "One thing I ask, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord."
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华我还要寻求就是住在耶和华的殿中
All the days of my life that I may see you Lord this is the one thing that I want
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中在他的殿里求问
As far as David is concerned all his difficulty all the persecution all the enemies that was pressing upon him doesn't mean a thing
对大卫而言，那时候他的仇敌、他的情况都在压制他，但是这些都无所谓。
As long as he can see the face of the Lord，
只要他能够看见主的面。
I want to say it again。
我要再说一次。
In the experience of Haggai, I think most of us we have it that the Lord cares for us. He is really our Savior。
像夏甲一样，我们知道说是的，神看过我们。
In the experience of The young servant of Elisha. We also experience that God is our protector. He is our refuge. He is our fortress.
正如那个年轻的仆人所经历的，我们看见神是我们的保护，是我们的山寨。
But how very much do we really need to see the risen Lord Himself?
但是我们是何等需要看见那位复活的主。
It's not that we did not know Him. No.
并不是说我们不认识他。
I want to say it again. It is because our knowledge of the Lord is incomplete.
我想要再说一次，就是说我们对主的认识尚未完全。
We need to see His face.
我们需要看见他的脸面。
We need to see the risen Lord.
我们要看见那位复活的主。
Do you have that desire?
你有这样的渴慕吗
？I want to say again. It is not about method.
我要再说一次，这不是关乎方法的问题。
It is about the heart.
这是新的问题。
Just like the two disciples going down to Emmaus.
正如那两位门徒，他们现在下到以马忤斯的路上。
Yes, they were disappointed. Yes, they were discouraged.
是的，他们失望了，他们灰心了。
But there's one good thing about them. They do have a heart that loves the Lord.
但是有一件事是值得称许的，就是他们的心是爱主的。
That is enough to draw the Lord close to them, to walk with them.
这就够了，这就能够吸引主来亲近他们，与他们同行。
May the Lord give us this kind of heart.
愿主给我们这样的心。
May we not be satisfied with what we are today.
愿我们不满足于我们今天所处的情况。
You know, the Lord is so abundant in His life that we have yet to come to experience.
知道吗？主耶稣实在是有极丰盛的生命，而我们还没有完全经历。
The moment we feel that.We're doing fine in our Christian life.
当我们以为说我们在基督的生活里面过得不错的时候
Woe to us.
我们有祸了
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们一起低头一点祷告
Dear Lord, we want to lift these words in your hand.
主啊，我们要把这些话再仰望在你的手里
We pray that indeed you would create thatDeep longing, the deep desire in each and every one of us in this room.
我们祷告，在今天在座的每一位，你都赐给我们这个极深的渴慕。
Just like the prayer of David.
正如大卫的祷告。
One thing I ask.
有一件事我诚求耶和华。
One thing I seek.
我仍要寻求。
And that is to see our Lord Jesus as that risen Savior.
就是要寻求我们主耶稣，而他就是那位复活的救主。
Help us to cry out the same way as the two blind beggars.
哦，帮助我们好像那两个瞎眼的讨饭人这样呼求一样。
Oh Lord, open our eyes.
哦，主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Then I may see.
好叫我们看见你。
May you have mercy upon us.
哦，愿你怜悯我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.